So, Richard, how proud are you of your players then after that one?
Lads were great today, all of them. Even the lads on the bench again. You know, supporting the team. I thought we were pretty decent. We looked nice and solid. And you can, it's a tough place to come at the best of times. You know, Bristol Rovers have come here and got beat. I think Torquay have come here and got beat. Kidderminster have come here and got beat. It's a tough place to come at the best of times. And we had to be ready for it. We had to be ready for the fight. And we were. And I thought we kept a good shape. Like I said to the lads, if we're still in the game after 60 minutes and we keep good shape, we've got players that can go and then start opening teams up. Yeah, you know, give them the do. They've worked. Braintree have worked their socks off. You know, for 65, 70 minutes. We know what sort of team they are. Credit to them. You know, they put you under pressure. Like I say, they've beat some big teams here. But you know, you also know that when you look and see that they've been beat by Welling at home, and beat by Southport at home. No disrespect to them two teams, that they're quite happy playing against the big teams. So, you know, I'd said to the lads before the game, you know what to expect. You know the ball's going to come down out of your ear holes. You know they're going to run around, put you under pressure. They're not going to let you play like you want to play. So we need to compete. And we did do. And, you know, that's probably one of the most professional performances, I think, since I've been at the club.
And particularly second half, everything went your way. What was the half-time message?
The lads were disappointed because they felt a little bit aggrieved by it. And we turned it around to our advantage. You know, it's never a penalty. If it's a penalty, it's the softest penalty I've seen. And let's be honest, would we have got the penalty? No, we've not. You know, it's like I've just said, I get accused of having a go at referees and making excuses. This referee wasn't good enough. It's not good enough today. It's not a tough game. It's not been a hard game to referee. It took 30 minutes for us to get our first free kick. Come on, it's not right, you know. But we've had this referee two or three times now, and it seems to be the same pattern every time, you know. So, but the lads felt aggrieved by that we'd have a penalty against us when they felt it wasn't, you know. They said Will Evans fouled it. The refs said that Will Evans fouled the player. Well, I think I was closer than Will Evans to the fella. So, in that respect, you know, if you're going to make statements, you've got to be right. So this occasion, I don't think he was, but at the end of the day, the lads felt a bit aggrieved and they went out, and I thought second half was quite clinical.
And they responded well. And what about James Constable? Hat-trick again, that's 5 goals in 3 games, terrific stuff.
Yeah, but, you know, it's not just that, it's about his all-round performance, isn't it? First half, he's chasing somebody in the corner to get a block on. You know, he don't just stand around waiting for the ball to come in the box. He works tirelessly for the whole of the game, and every game he's had, he's worked tirelessly for us. On and off the ball, and he must be a nightmare for defenders. You know, at times he's not had the best of luck. And James Constable will miss as many chances as he scores. That's James Constable. It's not just happened like that. He's been like that all his career. You know, and Beano knows that. You know, and James knows that. He gets in good positions. Today that was pretty clinical. They were three top class finishes today.